Welcome, everyone, to the Hecate's Doorway podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
We are your hosts. My name is Brandon.
And I'm Gabriel. I don't know if you can tell, but my voice is iffy right now because I got sick with COVID.
Yay!
Everybody's favorite coof.
Coof?
It's what a lot of people are just calling it.
Coof. Sounds like a drug thing.
Yeah, it's weird.
You're coofing some drugs?
But at the time, I was just like, yeah, we got the coof.
Nice.
Yeah. Now my voice is really raspy.
So, what are we talking about today? Today.
Yay. It's everyone's favorite. Oh, maybe not favorite serial killer.
Actually, I don't think he's kind of a obscure one.
Yep.
Yeah. He's definitely not as much known as like a Chaser or not a Chase. Chases we're talking about. Bundy.
Yeah, true.
And by the end of this, I think we might all know why. Something I've kind of learned is that the serial killers who you can kind of gloss over the gory details are the ones who are the more popular.
Yeah.
Because like you can just say Bundy killed because he just beat people or strangled them.
Yeah.
But you can't really gloss over what this guy did. And we will find that out at the end of this.
Ooh.
But we are about to dive into probably one of the most fucked up things we've ever talked about and might ever talk about.
I don't know about the toy box killer.
It's a toss, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is going to be part one of a two-part series on Richard Chase, the Vampire of Sacramento, also known as Dracula.
Really? They called him Dracula? I did not know that.
Yeah, we'll get into that and his little nicknames here soon.
Oh, man.
Well, that's enough fucking around. Let's just jump into this. So, Richard Chase, a.k.a. the Vampire of Sacramento, was an American serial killer who killed 6 people between December of 1977 and January of 1978. Chase was also a cannibal, consuming the blood and even other body parts of his victims. On top of that, he also suffered from intense schizophrenia. Unlike a lot of the killers who Chase is associated with, even though the signs were there from an early age, his killing spree didn't take place until near the end of his life. Though that can also just be attributed to the fact that he was a very sloppy killer and did not hide his killings in the least.
Really?
No. Damn. No, there was no hiding it. This was not like, you know, any of the other ones where they try to cover it up a little bit, and he just, we'll find out later.
All right, that's good, because honestly, I don't know much about Richard Chase.
Oh, you're going to learn.
So it's going to be fun for me.
Oh, it'll be fun until part two. Part two is where the fun is going to plummet.
Okay.
All right, so Richard Trenton Chase was born in 19...
His name was Trenton?
Trenton. Middle name was Trent. He also had a very high-pitched, falsetto-y voice, apparently.
God, not the weeping killer.
He kind of talked like this, I guess. I don't know, something like that, you know. We're gonna learn. This episode's probably actually gonna be pretty funny.
Yeah.
There's a lot of macabre humor in the story of Richard Chase.
Damn. This will be interesting to learn, then.
Yes. Okay. Richard Trenton Chase was born in 1950 in Santa Clara County, California. Not much is known about the early years of Richard's life, though there were rumors that his father was abusive. The arresting officer and the man who would later write the definitive book on Richard Chase contended his father was nothing more than the average strict disciplinarian of the 50s. So just your average 1950s smacking the kids and the wife around. Nothing. It wasn't abusive. It was just the good old fatherly love of the 50s.
Oh, don't we all know that?
Around the time he was 10, Richard's mother confided in a neighbor that she found a dead cat buried in her flower bed. That same neighbor would later state she and others in the neighborhood had noticed many of their cats had gone missing during the time the Chases lived there.
Not the kitties.
Not the
kitties. I love me the kitties.
Oh, we're a cat. We all love cats here.
I know. If you don't love cats, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Fuck out of here.
Nah, it's okay. You can stay. But still, what the fuck? Richard seemed to have a normal high school experience. He was a normal student who seemed to have to even have good luck with the girls.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
I know. He was a normal kid, apparently, for a while.
Damn.
He had no problem with the girls.
Though it was at this time that he discovered he was
impotent.
Impotent, my bad.
His dick didn't work.
Poor Richard. This may have been the catalyst for Richard to believe he was losing blood. How the f-
Yes, this, I actually, maybe I should have said this in the beginning, but this is very important. Richard's schizophrenia, his main belief in his schizophrenia is that he did not have enough blood in his body. He was either losing it or it was being stolen from him, and he needed to get more.
That? Okay.
It's not going to make sense unless you're Richard Chase.
Yeah, I can imagine. He would go to the doctor when he was 18 for his impotence, but it did not seem to help him at all.
No, the doctor basically told him that the leading cause of impotence was anger.
Damn.
Yeah. And this was like the 60s or getting into the 70s.
Yeah. After high school, he would attempt to live on his own, but his personality began to take a hard turn from the seemingly normal kid he was in high school, the man he would later become. I guess we're gonna figure out what the fuck happened to him. Well, there's no incident of Richard harming anyone before his murder spree. His mental health started declining hard. On the lightest side of his weirdness, roommates said he would lie on the floor and convulse, claiming he was dancing.
I'm dancing!
Calm down, Prince. As well as randomly deciding to walk around the apartment naked? Okay, Richard. He also became somewhat of a drug dealer, mostly with pot and hallucinogens. How's that the most normal thing about him?
I know, right?
And well, they would definitely not blame him. Taking them as he did most likely did nothing good for his fragile state of mind.
No, definitely not.
Oh, man.
This is where that macabre humor comes into play. At one point, he bored himself in his room, claiming people were invading from the inside.
Oh, no.
Just imagine that. You're just chilling, your roommate. He's being weird, but this is also the 70s. People are weird in the 70s. But next thing you know, you just hear the fucking hammer go, and you're like, Richard, what are you doing in there? I'm boarding myself! people are invading from the inside! We need to fucking leave.
I would have left the moment he started walking around naked.
my God. And this, on top of Richard's aversion to cleaning himself, most likely was the final straw for his roommates, and one day, they just packed up and left him alone.
I wonder why.
And since he couldn't afford to live there himself, he moved back in with his mother. His parents divorced, I think, when he was like 12 or something, so he just moved in with his mom.
Nice.
Sometime around 76, Richard's mental state took another hard dive. He seemed to believe that his blood was turning into powder inside his veins.
Oh, no.
And the only way to fix it and keep his heart from shrinking was to drink the blood of others. It was at this time he would go to the doctors again, but not for the blood problem or even his ever-increasing delusional state. He was there because he believed bones were growing out the back of his head.
What?
His stomach was in backwards, and his heart would occasionally stop beating.
Did not teach anatomy in his about the stomach and how it functions? That doesn't, and also the horn.
Yeah, I don't.
I get the schizophrenia with the horn is in one.
This man was not okay. This could be something known as Cotard syndrome. Cotard syndrome is described as a rare neuropsychiatric condition characterized by anxious melancholia, I believe. Delusions of non-existence concerning one's own body to the extent of delusions of immortality. To put it another way, it seems those who suffer from this believe they are either dying from the inside out, that they're a walking corpse, or that they're missing something important. To put it simply, this could explain Richard's idea that he was losing blood, though this connection was never confirmed.
I've heard of this before. I just didn't know that's what it was called. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Richard would go back and forth between his parents' homes until they decided to send him to LA to stay. What the fuck was so funny about that?
I'm sorry. I'm just anticipating what you're about to read. Oh, I love this.
They would send him back and forth. Eventually, they would send him to LA to stay with his grandmother. There ain't not much to say about this time, save for the fact that Richard had a job driving a bus for developmentally disabled children. Back and forth to the schools his grandmother worked at. But within less than a year, for reasons unknown but easily assumed, Richard moved back to Sacramento.
He was driving the short bus. Richard, my stomach is in backwards. Chase was driving the short bus.
Honestly, I was expecting something much worse.
No, I was
expecting something much worse to come up because you kept getting that really maniacal laugh. I'm like, shit.
It's so funny.
I get what you mean now. Now I find it funny. But the time I was like, oh shit.
Just imagine him driving to Dairy Queen. Hold on, kids. We're going to the blood store. Sir, I've told you every fucking day this week, this is Dairy Queen.
I know you're holding out the blood on me.
Damn it, he knows.
Can we just go to school? Shut up!
To be fair, that is what happened with the Burger King in this town. They were selling weed.
I forgot about that!
Yeah. I'm not sure if that was sort of to anyone driving a bus, but...
Oh my god, that was beautiful.
It might have happened.
It probably did.
We never know the way he got fired. I think we can all assume.
Oh yeah, reasons. I think we can assume.
After his return back home, it seemed his mental state took another nosedive. Oh no. He began calling emergency services over and over again for more of his made-up melodies. Melodies?
Maladies.
Maladies. Okay, there we go. I'm like, wait a second. To the point where they would eventually refuse to come out to Richard anymore. Damn, imagine having... How many times do we have to call for that?
How many times do you have to call emergency services before they say, no, we're not coming?
Oof. So, they refuse to come anymore, which sucks for him. Mm-hmm. He's like, fuck no, who's gonna help me?
Oh, my stomach's in backwards again!
Suggesting to him that his ailments were in his head, and suggesting to his mother that she should get him professional help. His mother would check him into American River Hospital, where he would receive the treatments he needed for way too long. Mm-hmm. He should have gotten them a long time ago.
Yeah.
And was diagnosed as schizophrenic. Though unfortunately, due to him being deemed safe for the public, big fucking mistake there, my man.
Yeah.
Big fucking mistake there. His mother would take him out of the hospital and back to her home, which she would also completely ignore all treatment plans suggested by the doctor. That's... Jesus.
I know.
That's sad.
That's very sad. Richard Chase is one of those things where I'm like, this could have all been avoided if he had just gotten proper help.
Yep.
Of course, that wouldn't happen.
That's very... Honestly, that happens to a lot of serial killers, though.
It does. Yeah, they get quote-unquote help, and the quote-unquote help just is like, no, you're fine.
Yeah.
And then...
then we all suffer the consequences for very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Very bad practicing.
Mm-hmm. Unsurprising to hopefully no one at this point, Richard's condition only continued to worsen after being removed from the hospital. He would eventually believe his mother was attempting to poison him and control his mind, and his parents would make the big brain decision that the cure to their son's blatantly obvious mental deterioration was his own apartment.
How the fuck did they come up to that conclusion?
Out of sight, out of mind. Our son's not crazy. I haven't seen him in a month, but he's fine.
Wait, we have a son?
We have a son?
I thought we had no kids. Like, didn't you guys have... No, we did not.
No.
Which sucks, because that was the norm back in the day.
I know, yeah.
You had a kid that was deformed or crazy,
you
or...
You just fucking threw him away.
Or something, yeah. Put him in the fucking asylum. Forget about them.
And people want to go back. His father rented out an apartment for him, gave him an allowance, and basically left him to his own devices. And in his own Alice in Wonderland-brained way, Richard seemed to thrive for a short time in this environment. He would build a schedule of hopping on his bike to take a ride down to the local rabbit farm, where he'd purchase a rabbit or two, bring it back home to drink its blood, eat its raw entrails, and in some instances, throw it all in a blender and make a disgusting Jamba Juice creation out of it. And unfortunately, this little bit of information comes back to haunt us towards the end of all this.
Oh, I imagine.
Oh, you have. You have no idea how bad this gets.
I mean, with the name this Vampire Sacramento, I can imagine it gets really bad.
But yeah. No, he got an apartment. He's just hopping on his bike, going down to the rabbit farm and munching down on rabbits.
And no one questioned this. I worked in the rabbit farm. Why he did
No,
this.
They're getting money out of him. This motherfucker's spending his fucking allowance on rabbits, like, every week.
Jesus.
No, they do not give a fuck.
Of course not.
No one does.
It wasn't their problem, so they didn't.
No, it's not their problem.
Though this wasn't a happier arrangement for Richard, but much longer, as I'm sure Richard would eventually come to the conclusion that his diet of rabbit blood, rabbit guts, and rabbit blood shakes. Ew. I'm sorry for any rabbit lovers, by the way.
Yeah, no, this is kind of fucked.
Won't have any effect on his condition. This all came to a head when a visit to check on his son, Richard's father would find him on the couch, chalk white, claiming he'd eaten a bad rabbit, though it wasn't food poisoning, it was blood poisoning. Given Richard's appearance of his namesake, Richard told his father he'd eaten a rabbit infected with battery acid and began seeping through the walls of his stomach. The only cure, obviously, was injecting the blood of another rabbit directly into his veins. Holy fuck. Messed up in the brain you have to be to believe that. I wonder.
Just come in and your son's just laying there on the couch. I just ate a bad rabbit, Dad. Like, oh.
What?
You ate a bad rabbit, son? And then he takes him to the hospital where the doctors get the other part out of him. He injected himself with rabbit blood.
That's gonna feel really fucking bad to get blood poisoning.
I don't even want to think about it, but yeah, that's... Oh.
Yeah, it's like, damn. Yeah. Far too late, Richard's father decided he could no longer play a game of out of sight, out of mind. Jeez, no fucking duh. With Richard taking him into a mental institution... Though only 2 days into his stay, Richard would escape by running out the door. I'm sorry, what? What kind of security did they have? That the patients could just walk out the front door.
Just ran out the fucking doors.
Oh, man. Thankfully, he was quickly taken back to the institute and moved to a much more heavily guarded area. I would hope so. Obviously, it doesn't do much in the long run.
No, it really, really doesn't.
It was in this institute where he would get the nickname Dracula by the staff on account of the only thing Richard seemed to talk about was blood and the drinking of, as well as one incident where he emerged from his room with blood smeared across his face. Blood that came from a bird he had snatched through his window, broken the neck, and drank its... Jesus.
Yeah.
Drank its blood, too.
Imagine being the staff that goes in to check on him, because he's in, like, you know, the heavily guarded area now, where, like, they probably have to, like, let him in and out, I imagine.
Yeah.
And you're just going in there, and you open the door, and he's just got blood all over him. You're just like, why did I have to be the one to check on him today? In another unfortunate turn of events, on September 29th, 1976... he was released from the institution to the behest of everyone except his personal doctor, who said he, quote, had a developed good socialization with a realistic view of his problems, end quote. Yeah. Let that sink the fuck in for a second.
Yeah, someone should remove his license. Obviously, he was wrong.
Just imagine talking to Richard Chase. I mean, like, so what do you think your problem is?
I'm a German.
I just imagined him German. Just, well, my stomach keeps turning around, and my blood's really small today.
So I gotta drink a lot of blood.
I need more blood, because it's going away, but the pudding kind of helps.
Yes, I think he's very okay. He's ready to go out into society.
And that doctor was Joseph Mengele.
It's sad how this happens a lot with serial killers. They go into an institute. They stay there for like a day, days or months. And then they get released because they're told, oh, no, you're safe.
I know, it blows my mind. I think the best example is Ed Kemper.
Yeah, definitely. I was just thinking of that too.
Yeah, shoots his grandparents and then goes in lockup. And they're like, oh, no, he's fine. And then he goes to murder.
He's not fine.
No, he's not. He decapitated his mother and used her skull as a flashlight.
That's premeditated murder, I'm assuming.
Because I'm very sure premeditated. He hated his mother. He had to
think about that.
Yeah, this happens a lot. It's very, very not okay. He was medicated upon release, though, and went home with said medication. Initially, he was released to the care of his parents, and his mother would wean him off his medication, claiming he didn't need it.
Fuck!
I told you this would happen again! And after 30 days, the temporary conservatorship had expired, which is just their hospital releasing someone saying, we're giving him to you, but you have to keep doing this. But I guess that can expire.
I didn't even know that could, but okay.
And it was back to the same old Richard and the same old bullshit. He got his apartment back.
I don't know how you could get any apartment after finding it covered in blood.
Well, it was his dad. Like, his dad's name was on everything. His dad rented it.
True.
Yeah, and they just put him in it. And yet again, he was left unmedicated and left to his own devices. And this frustrating series of events would lead to what is probably one of the most disgusting series of murders in American history.
Are you sure? Well, yeah, definitely is one of those.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the dude that had that trap room.
What, fucking H.H. Holmes?
Yeah.
Oh, this is way worse than H.H. Holmes.
Oh, shit.
This is worse than H.H. Holmes. This is honestly worse than Bundy. This is one of the most fucked up murder sprees I have ever read about.
Wesley Manson's?
Oh, God, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, okay. No, this... Oh, my God, like... This is all fun and games right now, but when I was researching writing for part two, I had to take a couple times to just set the books down and be like, okay, no.
Did you feel like drinking?
No. Some fucking straight edge, dude. Fucking straight edge, bro.
Oh, straight edge.
Straight edge. Fuck. No, I just read Superman comics.
Yes, yes, that's definitely what helps cleanse the palate. Superman.
It really does, actually.
I mean, it gets better than the Batman comics. Well, not better, but it helps
cleanse it's the more wholesome.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I mean,
Superman's more wholesome, yeah. That's for sure.
Because normally I'd want to read Batman. I'd want to read Batman kicking some butt. But like after what we're going to talk about next part, I was like, no, I'll just read a comic about Superman talking someone out of jumping off a building.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Yeah. Deadpool does that too. Not as much.
He does it his own way.
Yeah.
But yes, that was part one. And part two. Bring your parkas, kids.
You're in the splash zone.
you're gonna be in the splash zone, alright.
Make sure your suits are red too.
Wear the red pants. You're gonna wanna wear the red pants. Oh my God. But yes, thank you all for listening. This was fun. This one,
yeah.
The next one's going to be much longer too, so just get ready for that. I wanted to cut it off pre and post.
Okay.
Murder, because I just felt like, you know.
Yeah, this is a good backstory.
Mm-hmm. You get a couple laughs in at Richard.
Yeah.
And then next part is when, if you're waiting for the guts and the gore, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it.
Oh, man.
No, thank you all for listening.
Thank you for putting up with my raspy voice today, and hopefully it's better by next time we record.
It sounds fine. It really does. It doesn't sound that bad.
Okay. No. I hope so.
No, it doesn't sound bad at all. You just sound like you're recording a sultry whole thing.
Noir vibes.
Today we're reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, no. No, thank you. I'm good.
And then he put the handcuffs on.
That's not going to how you read that book.
I have not read that book.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
Pretty sure that's a line.
I'm pretty sure it is too, because wasn't it a fucking Twilight fan fiction?
Right.
I doubt there's any good lines in that book. I don't know how it got picked up as a book.
It's okay.
Whatever. I'm not salty that no one picks on my shit, even though I write better. Whatever. Fuck you.
All right. Thank you all for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for commenting if you leave any comments and whatnot.
5-star ratings only. I cannot stress that enough. Do not make me send you a bad rabbit. If you're going to have rabbit stew, I will send you one that ate battery acid.
That's very, very cruel.
I know. I am putting my foot down.
Bad rabbits. We will not send you bad rabbits. Please.
No. All of our links are in the show notes.
Cake. Dry ass cake.
Dry ass cake.
Right in here, we'll make it. And he sucks at cooking, so.
I'll make the dap, you make the wap.
Alright. Tanaka. Time to go before we
Hail Satan, everyone.
Have a blessed day. Blessed evening. Take care, y'all.